Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Oh no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello. Friends, we are so stoked today. We have a special guest, Deontay from Love After Lockup, joining us. How you doing?
What's going on? What's up, everybody?
Yeah, in the house.
Get excited, everybody. We're looking at him right now. He's real.
We have questions.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, he's showing us muscles.
He's flexing.
I saw his armpit hair.
We're gonna start at the beginning. How'd you get on the show?
Well, I actually didn't want to be on the show.
Okay.
It was Nicole's idea.
Okay.
I have been a super fan of Love After Lockup since it began.
Really?
Yeah. So when I met Nicole, I told her about the show because, well, I don't know. Well,
we'll get
I told
into
her
it.
About uh-huh. the show. Uh-huh. So I actually found out about Love After Lockup from my ex-girlfriend, Chelsea, because she was watching it one day. And I was like, what is this? She was like, it's called Love After Lockup. You should watch it because it reminds me of us. So I was like, really?
I think some people say The Notebook. Some people say Love After Lockup.
I think the first storyline I seen was like with Lizzie, I think. Because I was like, who is this? The pretty black.
Oh.
And so then I was like, oh, I got to watch. So then I got sucked into it. And so then I became a fan.
Okay.
So by the time I met Nicole, she had been in prison when it first aired. So I don't think she knew what it was. So I started telling her. And then after that, she kept like pressing me to email them for us to get on the show.
Okay.
And at first I didn't want to do it. I was like, man, I'm not going on that mess. And she was like, why not? And I was like, because I watched the show. I know how they make people look. I'm not about to go on there. I'm good. Uh-huh. And every other week, she would press me about that. And then after a while, I would say I would do it, but then I would keep procrastinating and not do it. And then finally, one Saturday, I remember it was a Saturday, I just was cleaning my house. My cousin was here. My little brother, Jamoy, was here too. I was on my laptop. I was like, man, let me just email these folks. So I finally emailed them. I told them my story. And I sent a bunch of pictures of me and Nicole.
Okay.
And then thought nothing of it. I got a call 10 minutes later from casting.
Wow, 10 minutes?
Yeah. Damn. I was like, are you serious? They're like, yeah, we love your story. You guys look so good.
You met her on the website, though, that your mom was mentioning?
Yeah, I met her on a website called Paper Dolls.
Okay. And you hit her up, or like, is it work like you hit her up or she hits you up, or how does it work in terms of the communication?
I sent her, well, basically I found her, mm-hmm. and I ended up sending her, I wrote to her because it gives you like their little bio, whatever they want to write, mm-hmm. tells you when they're getting out, how old they are, whatnot. And
there's
then,
a profile.
Yeah, it gives you the facility that they're at and how you can write them. So you can either email them if they give you the option, or you can send them a letter. I just wrote the letter at first.
Oh, old school. I like it.
Yeah.
Now, if Nicole was a murderer, would that turn you off or do you care?
Great question.
Well, actually, I don't know how much time you got. That's a long story. But,
what? Is there a murderer we don't know about?
Did you talk to a murderer?
So, yeah, how much time you got, man?
We got all night. We're here for you. We are settled in.
We're young.
So then I
got healthy hearts.
So then I got a story to tell.
All right, we're ready to hear it.
Me, my ex-girlfriend kind of ties into how I met Nicole.
Oh.
If that makes any sense.
Okay.
So Nicole was actually the third inmate that I've ever talked to.
Ooh, is number
She's
one
just the second one. She's just the second one that I got serious with.
Okay.
Basically, I never wanted to talk to an inmate. I just was at work one day with one of my friends, one of my lesbian homegirls.
Okay.
It was a foreign day, man. So we were just watching this documentary about prisoners. And for whatever reason, it just sparked her to go start looking at female inmates.
Okay.
So she found one that was pretty. And she was like, yo, this girl looked too pretty to be in prison. So I was like, let me see that. And I'm looking at her. And this is pretty, you know, white woman, blonde. Mm-hmm. And I was like.
Blonde stripper type that you seem to like.
Yeah, you like a certain type, Deontay. We see it.
If you say so. But I was like, man, she is cute. And then it said on her bio that she was an ex-adult film star. I said, oh, I'm about to Google her. And I Googled her and she was. So it gave you the option to shoot her a quick email.
Okay.
And my homegirl was like, I bet you won't email her. I said, who won't? She said, you won't. You dare me to do something, I'm going to do it. So I said, watch me. So I shot her a quick email. I don't even remember what I said, but I thought nothing of it. And then the next week, I checked my mailbox. I got a letter from this woman, and that's how I started.
Okay.
Because I was like, man, and I had been single for a while, so it was nice to have somebody interested in talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
She was in there for murder, though.
Ooh, okay.
And so,
she was an ex-film star, but a murderer.
Yeah, and
who did she murder? Did you ever find out?
Yeah.
The guy that she was dating actually murdered somebody.
She's like an affiliate.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So maybe she wasn't the murderer,
was nice. Like, that's the thing, because she was the first inmate I had ever talked to, and she was nice, and she didn't ask me for money or nothing. You know, we only talked for like a month.
Yeah.
That was my only experience. So I was like, well, it's not that bad. And the only thing with her was she don't get released till like 2032 or something like that.
Oh, murder charge.
So she was like, I understand that you're a man and you're going to want to see other people. And that's something you want to do. So I said, all right, then. And so
that led you down the path.
Oh, that's so only a couple years away now. You'll be.
Yeah. No time at all, Deontay. Wait it out.
But because I had that experience, I was like, well, you know what? This is another way to meet women that not a lot of people know about. So that's what sparked me to go back. That's when I went back, and that's when I found Chelsea.
Okay, so Chelsea, your ex, obviously that was a complete failed relationship. What made you want to do it again with another inmate?
Well, there's a story about that. First off, I'm going to say, Chelsea's actually no longer. Chelsea's dead. She passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, but she's the reason why.
I'm sorry.
She's the reason why I met Nicole, actually.
Okay.
So when I went back on that website, I saw Chelsea. And before, I didn't pay attention to anything other than the way they looked. So what I said on the show was the truth. All I seen was a pretty girl with blonde hair and big boobs, and that was enough for me to want to talk to her. And so I wrote to her, and Charles was consistent. Like, she would write to me every other week. She called me 3 times a day. And it felt like it was real. And then, well, it was real. And then I didn't start sending her money until a few months into it. She started asking. Mm-hmm. While she was in prison, everything was pretty good. It wasn't until she got out is when she started to change. Like her first, the first 2 weeks she got out, she kept acting like she didn't want to see me. I had to end up sending her money. And that's when she finally, because she's from Chicago. So mm-hmm. once I sent her money for the first time to help her little son go school shopping, that's when she was like, okay, you can come see me now. So I went up there, and whenever I was with Chelsea, it was like, you are with your woman. That's what it felt like. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have to ask for no intimacy. We pretty much had sex.
The opposite of Nicole.
Yeah, we would have sex 5-6 times a day. I felt like I was with my woman. It just mm-hmm. was, it just, when I left is when all the fishy stuff started. Okay. And then she had me thinking that she was pregnant, or told me she was pregnant.
Uh-oh.
So that made me take care of her even more than I already was. Mm. And it got so bad to the point to where, you know, I get paid every week. I also get a check from the military. So she was getting all that. Yes. I would have to go.
All like, your money?
Yeah, like if I say I had a $500 paycheck, right? If I had a bill that cost me like $250, so that's already half of the check gone. Mm-hmm. So if I had $250 left, $200 of that would go to Chelsea. Mm-hmm. I would leave myself like $50 to last me through the week. Wow. I would have to go donate plasma just to get money to put gas in my car, food or something. But I felt like I was doing the right thing. Like I'm taking care of my pregnant girlfriend, you know. But and I even proposed to Chelsea, actually. I went up there one December. It's funny because she caught me in a lie that same night.
God.
What was the lie?
I proposed to her and then she was showing. So she wanted me to take a picture of her stomach and I did. And then she said, let me see it. Send it. She wanted me to send it to my mom, but she wanted to see it first. So as I went to hand her my phone, I forgot that I had a picture of an Instagram model that I had screenshot in my phone. So I went to go hand it to her and I was like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. And then I deleted it real quick.
That doesn't look suspect at all.
And she went in the bathroom, it came back out.
And she put her hair up
in a little ponytail. And she was like, so who's the girl you just deleted out of your phone? And I was like, girl, what girl? I'm and sitting there denying it. She said, you just deleted a girl out of your phone. I said, no, I didn't. She said, yes, the fuck you did. I saw it. I said, man, you tripping. I ain't delete no girl. Didn't realize now that the headboard behind me was actually a mirror.
Oh, so she could see what I was doing.
But that was just an innocent girl off like a screenshot. It wasn't a real, you weren't talking to this girl.
If you would have seen that picture, you could tell there's no way I know this person. She's a mama, but. Yeah. I deleted it too quick, so I couldn't pull it back up. She said, I just saw through the mirror. You deleted a girl out of your phone. And I turned around. I was like, oh, damn.
So Chelsea, what, she was pregnant or she wasn't?
You said she was showing she was pregnant, but it wasn't.
I mean, I will never know the truth now, because what ended up happening was we got into it about that. Then I left. Then I got a text message from somebody telling me, you need to call this girl. You need to FaceTime this girl. You got an iPhone and you never FaceTime her. Then you would see the truth. And he was like, she's not pregnant. She uses you every Friday and first of the month for money. This guy was telling me stuff that only me and Chelsea should know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I confronted her about it.
Oh, you had never seen her actually pregnant. You were just talking to her over the phone about it?
I would ask her, because she would never go get an ultrasound. Nothing you're supposed to do when you're pregnant. She kept smoking cigarettes and stuff. And I was what? You know. But, I mean, I wanted a kid really bad. So I really wanted to believe that. And I really loved Chelsea. So
yeah,
I confronted her about it. Yeah. I confronted her about it. And me and Chelsea would go at it, Jack. Like, when we were arguing, it was nothing like Nicole. Nicole don't like argue. Me and Chelsea would go at it, Jack. Like, we on each other's social media, blocking each other, unblocking each other, you know. And it's because we really loved each other. But eventually, yeah, he told me what she was doing. He told me she was up there, you know, selling herself.
Yeah.
And but that, you know what, that's the only lifestyle she had ever known since she was nine.
Yeah.
And she was not she wasn't used to a man like me that actually really loved her. So it was hard for her to show that type of love.
Right.
But I stuck with her still through all of that. It was hard, but I stuck with her because I really, really, really cared about that woman. So
yeah.
But after a while, man, I just it's hard to go to sleep at night knowing your girl was probably somewhere having sex, even for me.
With a stranger, it could be in danger too, right?
Oh, nice rhyme.
Yeah. And then she came here to Virginia to see me one time, and she was doing it here. And I remember I took her to one of her calls, and she came out, and she sat next to me in my car, and she just had her head down. Like, you could tell she was exhausted, and she was tired, and I just kind of, I looked at her. And I was like, why are you doing this to yourself? I was like,
So you drove her to one of her appointments?
How is she in a different city getting the, how did she find people in different cities?
Yeah.
Is there a website or something? Or
you just kind of go on with it.
You just know people?
Wow.
Yeah.
So your mom, we love your mother. She's amazing. She's glorious on television. She seems great. Why do you think you pick women that don't treat you well or that are like not up to your level?
And you have such a strong mother like that who seems very smart and with it.
I have no idea. I probably, you know, I hate to admit it, probably have a little bit of low self-esteem.
Okay.
Because I've been, you know, I get a lot of heat from people now because I'm up on TV with a white girl. I get a lot of heat from my own people because of that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, man, it was once a point in time where I only dated black women.
Okay.
But, you know, growing up, I carry myself different than most black guys.
Okay.
And so I get overlooked a lot.
By black women.
The ones that I pursue anyways. Not all of them. Just the ones that I have pursued. You know, call me corny or lame, or you ain't hood enough, or you ain't got enough swag. That type of stuff. So I go for whatever. I just
ignore them. You're on TV. They're not.
And I just happen to attract white women mostly. So that's just.
But I'd like to say that Nicole is not representative of all white women, but but I feel you.
So sorry to ask, but how did Chelsea pass away?
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. So because Chelsea wouldn't stop doing what she was doing, I started branching out, trying to meet other people. That's how I ended up meeting Nicole.
Okay.
Because I was still talking to Chelsea when I first met Nicole. Mm-hmm. Because I when I tell you I was in love with Chelsea, there was no way I could have just been able to walk away and been single and just been okay. I would have still been thinking about her. So I said I have to meet somebody else to get my mind off of her and take my attention away from her. And my first choice was not another inmate. I used to go out. I started going back to college, but man, I'm so shy and nervous.
Eric seems like a great wingman.
Yeah, but he's married, so.
Oh, okay.
But it's easier for me when the woman approaches me to make eye contact with me, because then my confidence level go up. But if I'm just shy, then sometimes I try so hard not to be awkward that you end up being awkward. So.
Yeah.
And then I would go on websites, but I would always meet like these bots or these people that just can't hold a conversation with me. I restarted my Tinder once, and I did meet girls on Tinder, but they only just wanted to have sex with me, which was fine. I would go do that.
You were complaining.
But I mean, you want something more than that. So I was like, well, I know I got one more option. I really don't want to try it, but I might as well.
Back to prison.
That's when I scrolled, and this
back
time
to paperdolls.com.
And this time I looked for somebody specifically in the state of Virginia. And I scrolled and I seen that little blonde haired thing, and I was like, damn, she fine. But at first, I was like, oh, no, she's 22. She's too young.
Oh,
she's going to be with that BS. But I sat on it for like 3 days. And then I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. And so that's how I ended up beating Nicole.
Okay.
But how Chelsea ended up passing is because she wanted me back. Like, once I had told her that I was done with her and moved on with Nicole, she didn't accept that. As a matter of fact, she was like, oh my God, all you did is went and got another me. That's all she is another fucking me. She calls herself Barbie. You met her.
Maybe like, subconsciously that it is, huh?
It's just a coincidence, man.
Is it?
Maybe. And she was just like, all you're going to do, all she's going to do is finesse me, finesse you, and you're going to come running back to me. I promise you, you will. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I stuck with Nicole because once I'm with you, I'm with you. So she wanted me back. I give Chels credit. I thought that once I walked away from her and stopped taking care of her, she would do away with me because she had no use for me. But she stuck around. Like, Chels loved me. I know that now. And I loved her, but, you know, she ended up getting locked back up in February of last year.
Okay.
But she was just in jail, not prison. And so she started reaching out to me more. And I felt like it's just because you locked up and you want somebody to take care of you. That's what I felt like. And Nicole also knew about Chels and didn't like Chels. Yeah. She didn't like the fact that I would sometimes still talk to Chelsea. She was like, I don't know why she's not blocked. I don't know why her pictures aren't deleted out of your phone. You don't need any memories of her, this and this. So out of respect for Nicole, I took all of Chelsea's stuff away. Or I hid it. I didn't really take it away. But yeah, she was back in jail and reaching back out to me. She wrote me this 9-page front and back letter, pouring her heart out to me. Man, it was beautiful. It was everything I had always wanted her to say when we were together. At that time, for me, it was just too late. I just wasn't interested in going backwards. And so I kind of brushed it off because she called me and asked me if I got it. And I was like, yeah, I got it. And she was like, that's all you can say? And I was like, what you want me to say, Charles? Like, it's nice. And she was
This doesn't end the way I think it's gonna end.
I'm thinking the same thing.
And she was dejected, man. Like, I could hear in her voice that I heard her. But to me, I was like, you done heard me so many times. Like, you know. I mean, I was fully invested in Nicole by that time, but I never really closed the door on her.
Yeah.
And I remember the last thing the two of us ever said to each other, I said, I love you, Chelsea. She said, I love you too. And that was the last time I heard her voice. I messaged her on Facebook the next day because I had it on my mind. So I said, are you okay? And she said, no. And I said, what's wrong? And she never opened that message, never responded. And about 2 days later, I got a call from her friend Snow. And she was hysterical. And I said, what's wrong with you, Snow? And she said, I don't know how to tell you this. I said, tell me what? And she said, Chelsea's gone. She's dead. I said, man, what? Yeah, I said, man, don't tell me no shit like that. And she said, I'm not lying. I'm serious. And then I kind of just threw my phone down and I was in my car crying. All I could think about, man, was like that letter she wrote. And I was like, damn, man, I turned on her.
Well, it sounds like you were there for her till the end in a lot of ways. Like, you still talk to her.
So she did what we think.
Did she commit suicide or overdose?
She said that they were, her and that girl she was dating and a bunch of people were in a hotel room together doing some kind of drug.
Oh,
and chose.
Yeah.
Overdose, and they just left her there to die. They took all her money, took all her stuff, and just left her there. She passed on a Friday, and she wasn't found until that Monday. But she was laying there.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, and sorry. That's hard.
Oh God, this is a real downer.
Yeah, we're really taking you guys down a sad path.
All right. So now, all right. Well, okay. Sorry to switch subjects. We'll try to cheer you up. We'll talk. Okay. We're interested in the Lacey and, oh yeah, and Nicole Jr. We'll get there. But Lacey and Nicole, did you know that Lacey and Nicole, with Lacey being on Love After Lockup, you watched her on the show. Did you know that she had a connection to Nicole?
Not really.
You
didn't? No, I was aware that Nicole had done things on camera once upon a time. She told me that when we first started talking.
Okay.
But I didn't know that she knew Lacey. And then I remember telling her once we got on this, I was like, well, you might. I had never really seen it, but I was like, you might, if you know that stuff is somewhere on the internet, you might want to take that down because somebody's going to find it.
Well, sure there's enough, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And do you think that Lacey, you said Nicole kind of pushed you to get on the show. Do you feel like potentially she was like, she had connections
their mark
were saying like, hey, you should be the one to go on the show. Like she was like, maybe Lacey had told her to get on the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought that she found out about the show from me, but I was like, knowing all that, I was like, well, maybe she already knew. I don't know. I really don't. I've never met Lacey.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, she lives in Virginia Beach. I never ran into her.
And Nicole's never mentioned her to you.
No, not that I know.
And does it make you think of your relationship? Does it kind of, you're like, oh, kind of the pieces are coming together differently after you've learned about her past more? Or?
I don't know, because I don't even know if she still talks to Lacey.
Right.
You know, after, at first I was like, maybe Dante is in on this and they're all scamming us just to get on the show. But you would be an Oscar winning actor in this last episode we saw, because you were pissed.
You were pissed. Oh, yeah. I could tell. You were heated.
In the car.
Yeah.
Anytime my eyes get wide open like that, when I'm, and then I got this like permanent smile. So I'm like the Joker, even when I'm mad, I'm still smiling. So it's like, yeah.
Oh God. All right. We got to get into Nicole Jr. We have to.
Oh,
we
have God.
So many people.
This is all play. Well, okay.
Oh, this is Justine's area. She's going to take over.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, okay. So how do you get into using a sex toy like that? And how does it, how long have
Where'd
you been
you find
in that
it?
Game?
Where did you buy it? That's what we want to know for sure.
Okay. Well, first of all, I got it off Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Oh, Prime shipping. Okay.
Love it. By typing in male sex toy, something. Okay. I'm like, but man, I only got it for the reason why I said I got it. Cause look, man, I like fuck. Sorry.
Yeah. So one to 10, how close does it feel to actually being inside of a woman? Like 10 the same, 0 not at all.
Seven,
sounds like
maybe.
A 10.
Seven?
Oh wow.
Okay.
Seven, eight. Bad.
Do you switch brands? Have any brands reached out to you to sponsor?
Which brand? I just got the one. I don't know. I just got it off Amazon.
I love that you got it off Amazon. That's the best.
And so you express yourself in it. And so then that's why it goes in the dishwasher?
Great question. Why do you wash it?
Oh, God. Well, you know.
Feel free. I mean, these are all playful. We're not judging you. I'm just very curious of the human nature. That's all.
Well, normally I wash it in the sink or the tub. Okay.
Oh, okay. Give it a nice bath.
The dishwasher thing, sometimes you just ain't thinking about what you're doing and you just, whatever. I mean, whatever. Look, it got people talking, right?
It did. That's for sure.
Really, it'll sterilize it really good. It's some hot water on there.
Bad decisions make great stories. So
absolutely.
That was a bad decision, but
could it melt it? That's a really pretty solid plastic to stick through a dishwasher.
No, because
you
put plastic in dishwashers, right?
No,
some of them melt. Okay. Yeah.
And all right, last one. How much did it cost on Amazon? Maybe not last one, but how much was it?
It's probably about $70. That's a bigger one because look, when I was in the Marine Corps, we had those. Like whenever we was on the ship, like when you knew he was gonna be away from your wife or whatever, and you didn't want to cheat on her, that's what we did. So, but I was like, all these people are freaking out because it's small. I'm like, what size is it supposed to be? I don't need no life size, dog. Where am I hiding it?
Yeah, I was wondering.
Right.
you like that size, and it's hideable and washable. It's a lot easier.
It's convenient.
Yeah,
Does a full doll kind of, would you ever want that? If someone gave that to you, would you lay in bed with it? Do you think it could help you feel comforted?
I probably would feel weirded out, actually.
Yeah, I think I would be really freaked out.
Scary in the middle of the night.
I've been seeing people that on TV shows that like sit them at the table and talk with them. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a little.
So that's a pretty standard thing that men in the military, if they're gone for a long time, they're packing in their suitcase. Or a fleshlight we were talking about. Have you ever been down that road?
Yeah. A fleshlight?
Mm-hmm. A fleshlight, they say, like a flashlight, you stick your penis in it.
Listen, in the Marine Corps, there ain't no filter. They do it all. We would openly tell each other we were going to beat off in the bathroom,
privacy needed. Like, okay. Yeah,
but as a man, having Nicole Jr., it's like way better than using your just regular masturbation, right?
Yeah.
Or does it really matter?
I'm like, it don't really matter either way. But I'm like, see, why does that make you weird? Why is it that a girl can? Yeah, girl, I got my batteries ready. This and this.
Yeah, it's a double standard for sure.
Yeah.
We judged you at first, we'll be honest, but we've come around and we say, hey, you know, he's got it. It's not that weird now that we're thinking about it. The more we've watched it.
What did y'all say? I want to know.
Don't even worry about
it. Oh, we were just, I just visualize you with the doll, like the motion of it. That's all. Like, I just laughs. It's just funny to think about it. Or if I walked in on my dad doing that or my husband, it would just kind of freak me out. So that's what we talked about.
Okay. Actually, that leads me to another question. Is this a situation where you're like, this could be too graphic. Are you like mounting the toy? Like how does it actually work in terms of the situation? If you don't mind.
I just take it and put lube in it or lotion.
Oh, you put lube in it. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Or lotion or whatever you want to use.
Okay. And then lotion. You go to town. Okay.
You either go to town or cut on a porno and go to town like that, whatever you want to do.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, great. Have you watched Lacey and Nicole?
Well, I'll admit, she told me that she had done those with somebody named Casey Cash, but I did not realize who Casey Cash was.
No, we wouldn't know either.
Yeah. I didn't look for it, really. And then when I found out all about that, I still have, like, I see the thumbnail, but I just...
You haven't watched?
I don't really want to.
Okay.
I'm going to put you up to a lie detector test, and I think you're going to fail that, Deontay.
Do you? I think you're telling the truth.
It's hard for me to watch that, man. I don't want to watch that.
Is it? Oh, really?
It was hard for me to watch. It was not.
I only watched one. Experience. It was just kind of.
It was too much.
Like licking, where they were licking makes me kind of sick. But
yeah. Crazy because I'm a freak too, but it's just hard to see.
Yeah.
Do you feel like having sex with a professional like her, or whatever you would call it, is different than if you were to pick up a librarian from somewhere and just a girl?
Can you tell
the
difference now that you've engaged with somebody who's done that professionally?
Are they really professionals?
No.
Okay.
When I'm in the bedroom, I'm in control. So.
Ooh, all right.
What profession was the woman that gave you the best sex of your life?
Oh, profession.
The best sex of my life?
Mm-hmm. That you can remember. First thing that comes to mind, best sex you ever had. What would she do for a living?
I'm trying to think, man, because I don't have a...
He's got gas station attendant.
I've been overseas. Man.
Yeah, overseas. Know the profession. You know.
All right. Just
sorry. You think about it. If it comes to your mind, you let us know.
Did you have sex with? Did you have a girl that was on the ship with you? Were you out on a ship, or where were? Did you? You're not supposed to be sleeping together, but people obviously do.
Oh, whenever we was out to sea, we would make our way to the female berthing area.
Okay.
At some point, or they would make their way to us. There's places on the ship you can hide.
Okay.
You just gotta be strategic about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I never did it though. I just knew.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
So with back to the show. So we saw this latest episode. How did you feel watching? Like, how does it feel watching her? Like, essentially, Nicole said she slept with Zach. and had no problem with it, but was telling you that like she wasn't comfortable getting physical. Like, how do you take that when you see that? Was it just she was full of it? Did you actually believe she had issues getting intimate? Like, how do you feel about that?
Part of me was pissed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Part of me in the beginning felt like she was more comfortable with him because she had done already been with him for so many years. So of course she was gonna be comfortable with him versus me, who she had pretty much was just meat on the outside. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt like it had a lot to do with me being Black, you know. Not a lot, a little to do.
Okay.
Okay.
So I just tried to make her comfortable. That's, I don't know why she sat there and said all I talked about was sex. That kind of pissed me off.
But
because I really didn't press it like that. But according to her, I did. So
I loved her mom really yelling at her at the end of the episode.
Your mom.
That was
I loved
great.
Your mom. She was like,
oh, no, her mom.
Oh, her mom. Yeah, yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? You just met her as mom. Why would you treat him like that? It was nice that somebody's giving her the. Yeah.
Okay, y'all must have seen something I haven't seen yet.
You haven't seen it
yet? Yeah, I don't think you've seen. Okay.
I try not to watch the stuff until it actually airs.
Okay, all right. Well, you'll see something. We'll cut that
part.
Yeah,
you'll want to high five. You'll want to high five his mom.
So, like, how in the, when you guys were doing your cooking, you know, as your mom was going to come for dinner and she's like hustling you for the boob job. And you said like that you would not pay rent to give her the money. And then she like suddenly was nicer to you. Like, did you notice that in the moment or when you watched it, were you like, what the hell? Like, how did that feel watching that back?
I was about to say, did you see that smirk she got on her face? Mm-hmm. I didn't see that until it aired. I was like, what? Oh, this chick is happy. I'm not. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Me and Derek looked at each other like, this is a bitch.
Yeah. So you're watching it like through different eyes now, like you can notice things you didn't notice at the time.
Because I really had just said that to shut her up because I got tired of hearing about it.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever, I got to say whatever I can to shut her up about this boob job because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't ever buy anyone a boob job, promise us.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well,
unless you're married.
Well, that remains to be seen whether I did or not.
Oh, no. God, I hope you didn't. Yeah. What do you do for a living that you're able to financially support all these women?
Well, I'm a welder at the Navy shipyard.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I'm a veteran, so I'm pretty,
I get
disability, so I get paid every first of the month.
Okay.
I'm also a student, so I get paid for going to school.
Okay.
What are you going to school for?
I kind of just went to take advantage of my GI Bill.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, why not? You can learn.
And I just know how to save my bread.
Good. What made you decide, like, where when Nicole like goes off to meet with Zach and you confronted her, like, what made you decide to stay and creep on them and see what happened?
I peep things. I'm not as gullible and naive as I let off to be. I just like to let people think that. So I peeped game earlier that night.
Okay.
Because even when we were with my mom, she was glued into her phone a lot. So I kept noticing things. Because the thing about that phone, I never questioned Nicole. I never wanted to be the type to play detective and question everything she did, because that's how it was with Chels. And that's why we always fought. So I took a different approach. I said, I'm going to let this girl be herself, because she done been locked up all these years with all these people telling her what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to trust her. I'm not going to question what she does or who she talks to. But that particular night, I just noticed, you know, I noticed that once she got out, the first thing she did was jumped on her social media, Instagram, and started deleting pictures that she didn't like, pictures and videos that she didn't like. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that she left all her pictures and videos with that dude on there. And I didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
But I noticed. I also noticed that I followed her and she didn't follow me back.
Mm.
I noticed that too. So I said, okay.
That's odd, yeah.
So you're just kind of keeping an eye of stuff that's happening that seems a little suspect.
So that night, she's always got her phone on silent around me. So I just keep noticing that phone lighting up. And I'm seeing the letter Z as she's text messaging, because you know when you got that iPhone, that letter pops up. So I said, okay. Then she's on Snapchat. You know when somebody's typing you on Snap, their name pops up. So I saw, I kind of glanced down real quick and saw Zach is typing. So I was like, I know that name. I know who it could potentially be, but I hope it ain't. And I didn't say nothing. And then my mom left or whatever. And then that particular night, Nicole wanted to go home early, which it was about maybe 2 a.m., which is early for her, because she, that cat will keep me out all night long.
Wow, 2 a.m. is early?
So it was kind of suspicious of me from the jump that she wanted to go home so early. But I was like, okay, I'll take you home. And then, of course, when we pulled up to the place and I tried to get out, she's, no, the dogs are going to bark or whatever. And I'm just like thinking in the back of my mind, they're going to bark as soon as you walk in there anyway. So what difference does it make whether I walk into the door or not?
Yeah.
But still, I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I sat there for a minute to see if she was going to actually walk in the house, because I wanted to make sure she got into the house because I care about her, you know. And she just sat there.
Right. And got right on her phone.
So I thought that was a little odd, but I still was on my way home. Like, I just was on my way home. And then I don't know, to this day, I don't know what it was. Something just came over me. Like, maybe it's like your sixth sense or your instincts or something. But it was just like, brother, you need to turn your ass around. Just turn around. So I looked back. I remember I looked back. I said, no. I looked back again. And I said, fuck it. And whipped my car around.
Came back.
And pulled into that block across the street from her block and just shut my lights off. And I was just hoping that, you know, I'm tripping. Like, I'm just paranoid because of what I've been through. So I'm just going to sit here for 10, 15 minutes. Nothing happens. I'm just going to go home. And that's when I seen the little black car creeping up. And I was like, this better not be what I think it is.
Zach, and so when people say, like, some people who watched that were like, that seems super staged, the way he rolled up there. But like, you, to me, you seem genuinely like pissed off. But that was a real moment, right? Like, you were really, you were heated.
Yeah, none of my story is staged. People have asked me that. I'm like, no, unfortunately.
You're like, I wish it was.
I wish it was, but none of that was staged, dog. Unfortunately, what you see is what
that's
you see.
That's why we have to lock up this grate. So, looking back at all the information you now have, especially as you've watched the show and seen like her smirk and whatever, do you feel like you were played? Like, do you feel like you were used by Nicole to get on the show?
I would hope not, but it looks that way. I don't know. I can't speak for her, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
and you guys are going to be on Life After Lockup, right? That's all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Red Velvet.
Okay, so the story's continuing.
Okay, so like when Derek walks into the house, at the end of that scene, though, after you're throwing all the stuff out, see, if I was Zach, I would have been scared that you were going to punch him or something. He seemed too calm sitting there in his car.
He was very calm.
Don't you think, Geneva? And then I was like, is he going to... when you were going to the trunk, I didn't know what was going to happen, if it was going to turn into like the Terminator, you know, start blasting him away. But
he didn't really he did not seem to know what was going on.
I don't think he knew.
So that's why I didn't really get
he's
on
stupid
him
he was
much.
Like a victim in the situation.
That's how he ended up dead. Yeah,
you can tell when somebody knows and when they don't, and just by his demeanor, because he kind of turned and gave her the look like, what the hell, like he had no clue. It was her. It wasn't him. So,
yeah.
So that stuffed animal was given to her that you had on the bed, the big teddy bear.
Yeah, I gave her a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you gave
you
her
never
a ton of
put
stuff.
Put Nicole Jr. in the teddy bear. People were joking that there's a hole in the bottom of the teddy bear.
What? No.
Did you deactivate her phone?
Yeah. Well.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait till you hear what she says, though, after you throw the stuff out. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Tell me, tell you.
I can imagine she probably didn't care about it anyway. So, I mean,
you'll see. She said it. All right.
No, let him see. Let him see.
Okay, you'll see. It's good. It's just interesting. It shows how toxic of a person she is. Yeah,
100%.
It's his own money he's throwing away. I could imagine. I thought about that.
No, she says.
No,
she says
it turned her on. That you got angry.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it. She really said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. And see, now it's gonna make you I don't know what it's gonna make you do.
I thought about it afterwards because I was like, she didn't give a damn about none of this stuff. That's why I was still in my car. All the stuff she cared about was them shoes and them watches, and she had all of it.
Yeah.
So I was like,
She didn't keep the stuff, but she did say that. She was like, oh man, it's kind of hot to see him. Like, yeah, she liked it.
She like, oh, him not finally, he's not letting me walk all over him. And right. It was sick. Like, it was a jaw-dropping moment for me.
Yeah.
Well, okay, when you pick her up and you're bringing her right out of the jail, why did you guys stop and drink wine? It seems like 500 feet from the gates of jail.
Well, she wanted some wine.
Nobody's worried. And so she's allowed to drink and do whatever right out of jail. Nobody cares. She was just completely free, but
she didn't
want to get too far away.
She wasn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to remember we have a
camera.
We can't just leave. So.
Right. Right. Okay. Were you expecting the first day out that you guys would have sex?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I was like, well, she might spend a night at her mom's house the first night, but second night, I was like, well, maybe she'll come over.
And what made you think to tell the mom about the sex toy?
I was just nervous, man. That you
just came out?
Yeah.
It was like cringing for you.
The mom still likes you, though. Wait till you see this episode. Yeah. It was sweet. It was really nice, actually.
She's trying to defend
you. She came at me and was like, she was like, are you messing with anybody? I was like, no, I got something for that. It
came out.
But I'm watching but then when I'm watching, I'm like, damn, fool, why would you tell this girl mom of that, man? You probably think you old pervert or something, man.
For sure. I was dying when you said that. I'm like, oh God, don't do that.
She seems like a progressive woman. So yeah, I think she was okay. One. But it was funny at the time.
Totally.
Yeah, you are TV gold. That's for sure.
You are definitely TV gold. I think you're a character. You this season, you're the star.
Putting the Nicole Jr. in the dishwasher goes down. It's great. It's hilarious.
Everybody says that you're the star. I don't like to consider myself that, but everybody calls me that. So
no, it's great. Okay. Do you regret? We're wrapping up. Do you regret going on the show, or would you do it again?
I have no regrets. Like as much heat as I get, because I get the most heat out of the cast.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The love outweighs it all. Like,
oh, good.
And I'm the type.
Are girls blowing you up in the DMs?
Oh, hell yeah. What?
Really?
Man.
I hope you find a nice girl out of this.
I
really
do.
So your self-confidence soars, because we don't want you to have low self-confidence.
No.
I got people that love me. I mean, like, worship the ground I walk on. Ooh. Love me.
And are you getting nudes?
Then I get people that wish death upon me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the same, so that's okay. I think I think that means that you're doing something right, because people have opinions, you know.
You said, do I get nudes?
Oh yeah, do you get nudes? Yeah.
Hell yeah, I get nudes.
Wow. They're coming for you.
I don't even gotta ask for them. People just send them to me.
Unsolicited.
Yeah, I get to see it all.
Do you get dick pics?
Great question.
You know what? No, but I do seem to have a huge gay guy following me, which is okay with me. Like, I'm not homophobic. I'm straight, but if a gay guy likes me, then whatever. I'm not.
Wants to give you a compliment. Why not?
As long as you understand that it's boundaries.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Like, one of my best friends is a bisexual man.
Nice.
My brother Felix, my dad's other son, is openly gay. So that stuff don't bother me.
Good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Take the love wherever you can get it. I love it.
Did she really say that turned her on?
Yes, she
What'd
did.
You, say?
You can't stop thinking about that, huh?
What the fuck?
See, we shouldn't have said that to you, because now it kind of gets your engines going.
Don't go texting her. Don't do it.
Because any other time when I have snapped on her, she gets mad at me and gets irritated. So all of a sudden, when I snapped that particular night,
because I think it's jealousy or something. Like, I think she obviously wants to be wanted by multiple people, right? So it's like, I think she likes that vibe of like,
you getting mad that she's with a guy, you know?
Some girls get off on that, you know?
Yeah.
You want to avoid it, though, I think, you do. Deontay.
I think you need a matchmaker, and that should be your next show. Is like
you were nice. You went in, shut the door, spent your night with Nicole Jr. and let her be alone in her thong in your other room. I mean, some guys would be like, I'm taking you, you know? So she's lucky she had a gentleman in that house.
You should see the people tagging Weed TV talking about he needs to be the bachelor.
That'd be great. We'd watch that. As long as Nicole Jr. comes along for the ride, we're there.
Or him and Derek need a show.
Derek's great.
Or he should hook up with Rachel. I get that all the time, too.
We love Rachel. She's a sweetheart.
Well, and so we're definitely rooting for you. We want to see you end up with a nice girl who doesn't take advantage.
Tell
of you
Derek
for sure.
He's fun to watch too. Yep. He's TV gold. You two together.
And your mom. Tell your mom we love her.
Oh, your mom. Yeah, she's hilarious.
Can't wait to see what happens with you.
Wait
guys.
To see life at the lockup.
Ooh, can't wait.
Oh,
we're ready
man.
For it. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate
good
it.
Good luck, Deontay.
Good luck.
All right, good luck.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.